Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Bring on the Rams, baby. Yeah. Let's freaking go, buddy.
So
I stayed up to watch it. A late night for your boy. Let's go.
Although ironically, ended it quickly.
I know. I could have went to bed when it was 10-0 and missed nothing. But, you know,
so
I
stayed up. Let me just say this.
No big deal. Yeah, I do it for every. It's not just for me. It's for everyone.
Well,
you know?
You've also kind of lucked out with the playoff times. Like, they got 3 o'clock
buddy,
on
tell
Sunday.
Me about yeah. it. Yes, so, I have done a fist
everything's breaking your
round.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot believe they got the Rams.
Unbelievable.
Like while it's we could so all sit crazy. Here and go, you know, well, Minnesota's a fraud. Who knows? Just for everything to break their way. And the fact that the only thing standing between them and the NFC Championship game is the Rams. It's the best possible outcome by far. And I decided this last night. I'm not doing the whole, well, this, the, like.
If, no, they're going to whoop the Rams.
They are going to.
I tweeted it during the game. I said the Eagles are going to beat the Rams. I never tweet declarative stuff. Like, that's not my thing. Like,
yes,
I just don't.
I did the same
like,
thing.
I'm not a big, like, I'm not a big tweeter, period.
Right.
I was like, they're going to beat this team. Like,
I think they're definitely going
to. I'm not afraid
them.
To say it.
And we'll obviously do the Daily Pod every week and we'll break down all the matchups.
Day nine, by the way.
Day nine, exactly.
Day nine of the Daily Pod.
Shout out to day eight, not being day six.
Yes, it's not. Yes, it's not day seven. It's day nine.
Correct.
Day seven. Weekday, day nine total.
We'll do all week, and I'll do it on the early morning daily pod where we break down. Like, we'll do all that, and we'll break it down. And we'll like, there are some things the Rams do well, but don't get it twisted. The Eagles are in a different class than the Rams. This is not the Packers. The Packers were at least a legitimate, like, tough, good football team. The Rams are a finesse, soft football team. That's really
their defense is all right. Their defense doesn't play soft. Like, they're young and they're inexperienced, but they play pretty tough the defense.
So the defense is 26 in the league.
I know, but they've been much better the last.
I agree. They have been.
They have a lot of young guys who've kind of played themselves into it and stuff.
They have a good defensive line for sure. I'm not impressed with their back seven. I agree their front four is good. That is the strength of the team. Like, then you can go to the receivers, which are good. But like, man, I just. You think what you think the Rams are not what they are. When I was last night, thankfully it ended pretty quickly. So I was able to do my research for, like, you know, the whole three quarters. And like, the Rams have scored over 30 points this year twice, two times. They've held their defense. While I agree with you, soft was probably, I just think the Eagles are such a tougher team.
Oh,
maybe
that,
what
I
should
totally
have
agree,
said.
Yeah.
Not that the Rams are soft, but the Eagles are the clear tougher team among the two. Their defense has held an opponent under 20 points this year, I think, five times. The Eagles have done it 12. Like,
is that including last night or no?
No, this is just regular season. So, like the difference between these teams is not close. This is no, this like the Packers, we could legitimately make a case. You know what? The Packers are pretty good. Like they won, what did they end up winning? 13 games or whatever it was?
11.
Oh, okay, 11 games. Sorry, 11. The Packers won 11 games. Like they had been to the play. I am so confident about this matchup.
Well, good. It's nice to have you back. You were all scared last week.
Well, and I think rightfully so. And
well, they ended up by double digits. They won by two more points than I predicted with a double digit. So no big deal.
That's the other thing I was thinking this morning is the line is 5.5.
Yeah.
I think that's low, but like the line last week we thought was a bit surprising and they almost tripled it. So maybe the 5.5 points, you could argue it should I think it'll go up. I bet it'll end up being closer to 7. But I mean, I think that's like
it's cover. They're gonna cover again. Here's the thing. I think the
I don't want to be overly confident.
Well, and it's funny because I went into last night saying I want to play the Rams. And granted, you know, it was one night, one game, but pretty quickly in that game, I was like, I'd actually think I'd rather play the Vikings. Like Sam Darnold, like nice year, all that, like not ready for it. Not good enough.
And they had no juice.
Two weeks in a row, like that guy is a like, I think Vic Fangio and this Eagles defense against Sam Darnold, I think they crushed that guy. So, like, as the game went on, I was like, you know what? I think the fact that it's just, I think, honestly, and this is a classic Elliott Shore Parks thing.
Thank you.
But I think, like, at the end of the day, it's who do I want to play more? It comes down to, I think, like, Stafford's so much better than Darnold that I would rather play the Vikings.
Agreed.
But outside of that, like, you should be incredibly confident going into this game. I think also, like, one thing we talk about a lot, like, you know, I'm a big emotion guy. I'm big on, you know, kind of that, galvanizing forces and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think last night we also underrated going into the game how important the fires and all the that stuff as a motivation, as a galvanizing force for them was. And that was huge. But now they have to go back home to potentially who knows what kind of chaos that they're dealing with. It's horrible, but displaced families, displaced, isn't that? Go and practice for a couple of days, fly across the country.
They can practice.
That's my point. Like, it's upheaval. Like, and again, who knows? Maybe there's a galvanizing force thing that pushes them through. I think more likely that was the night for their galvanizing force. And they spend a lot of emotion in a different place and doing all this stuff. And I think it's going to be hard for them to, in 6 days at 3 o'clock on Sunday, get it back to where they need to be. Like, I'm going to pick the Eagles to cover. Like, I am likely going to pick the Eagles to win by like two touchdowns.
I
think they are way better and way better set up to win this.
So that's exactly where I am. And I think that what we did in 2022, and we didn't really do this.
No, we were a game. Yeah. Remember, Giant, we don't curse anymore, but we had the F out of here.
And by the way, I feel equally as confident. I feel equally as confident about this game. I think this Rams team is better than that Giants team.
I do too.
Like, for sure.
I mean, Matthew Stafford alone, again.
Yeah, and look, so they have great receivers. They do have a good line. Now, that Giants team had Dexter Lawrence, but remember, who was it that came on and said he was the
Sean Morash.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence was the best player on the field.
Bathing himself in glory lately anyways. And I like Sean, but...
No, I like Sean too. Just what a statement.
Let's just say he says some crazy things.
Yeah, okay? he's
he gets himself into trouble.
He's
sometimes
a fun Twitter follower. Yeah. But regardless, we didn't do this, but when the Giants beat the Vikings in 2022, there was a lot of, hey, you never know. The Vikings were a good team. And what happened? The Eagles just obliterated them. So, like,
ironically, the score they beat the Vikings by.
So, using the fraudulent Vikings as a benchmark
for anything,
for how is not the way to go about this. So, while it was an impressive win last night, just because it was a playoff win and they won by a lot, and like, I agree with you, Darnold was really bad, but let's not. Like, the whole team was like, they were
off
complete no show. Darnold was bad, but this, in my opinion, this wasn't like the Detroit game where he missed wide open guys. Now, he was bad he took bad sacks.
He didn't get rid of the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and there were spots where, like, he had guys in the flat he could have thrown to. Like, he was just, and even throwing the ball away, he's got sacked 9 times.
It's crazy.
Man.
And some of those sacks, like,
were all on him. Like, there were a couple where he had no chance. I would say, like, 6 of the 9 sacks, he could have done something to avoid.
Well, and that's the thing too. So you watch a game last night and you go, and the Rams do. They do have good defense.
Legit.
Versus Brandon
legit.
Fisk.
Yeah, like, those guys fly around. Byron Young.
He's
like,
good.
Yeah, they're good.
But here's the thing. The Eagles have the best offensive line in the league. So while
it matches up really well with
the Eagles. Right. The Rams were able last night to obliterate the Vikings because the Vikings offensive line couldn't handle them and Darnold completely just, you know,
turned into a pumpkin.
Right? Yeah. But we both agreed, and we said this yesterday, I think Jalen will be much better next week than he was last week. So when you combine, how did the Rams win that game? They won it by obliterating the Vikings offensive line, and Darnold was just awful.
And the Vikings also couldn't run the ball.
That's the other part of it.
Which I feel like pretty confident.
All three we'll of those things.
Actually, which is crazy considering, and I'm sure people have heard it by now, but if you don't remember, the last time the Eagles played the Rams, that was the 255-yard game for
Zion. Yeah, I think they had 316 yards rushing.
They ran all over this Rams team, like all over.
So I had it written down. Now I can't find it. But the Eagles, I mean, the Rams this year, I think, led up over 100 yards in a rushing, like an absurd amount of times, like 12, 13 of their 17 games they played. They have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. So the fact that the Vikings could have run against them, to me, is not worrisome because the Eagles can run on anybody. But especially a bad, they're 26th in the league in net yards allowed per rush attempt this year. They're also 26th in the league, by the way, in net yards rush attempt, net yards pass attempt. Like, I agree with you because when you look at their last five games,
they've been much better.
Defense has played better. Absolutely. And I, for sure. But if we want to look at the whole season, the defense has statistically been one of the worst defenses.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. I think they're better. They are a lot of young players. I think like
they've gotten better. I agree.
Yeah, I think you look at the last. I with the defense full of young guys, and they've got like four rookies starting. I usually will say, all right, I'm gonna look more at like what they've done lately than
that's fair
when they first started the season. You know, right. But I look. Either way, regardless of it, they're not a good defense. They're at best a average defense. Even
I agree with that. At best, they're an average. Because I do, yeah. So I would agree with that. But then also you look at their offense, and I think in the last five games, they've scored over, not including last night, over 20 points one time, and that was with Jimmy Garoppolo. So like their offense isn't even really clicking that well. I feel so confident about this game. I think like it's going to be a party at the Link.
I do too.
I think it's going to be the game where it's like, okay, here
let me put it this way. And I know it's a bigger line. Like, and we've talked about this, and it really does, even with the way it's set up, you know, they're both, you know, 5.5, I think right. The other's 8.5 or whatever it is.
Is that what the Washington? Well,
no. Sorry, I shouldn't have given
it.
My bad.
But I didn't know.
The point being that we've been talking all, you know, really all season, but particularly the last 2 months about like, all right, Eagles, Lions, NFC Championship game. Like it's happening. It's
right.
Fait accompli. Like that's what this season is leading up to. Like, it's like, that's it. Right. And it feels like, Still the same. Here's what I will say, and I know it's a longer line. I feel more confidence that the Commanders can, can beat the Lions than the Rams can beat the Eagles.
And if I'm the Eagles, I would much rather play the Rams than the Commanders.
Yeah, you would much rather play the Rams, and you would also much rather play the Commanders than the Lions in Detroit.
Yeah, so, yeah, look, if it ends up, and I feel bad for our boy Drew with the stat, but if it ends up, they go,
oh my God, can you bet Packers,
Rams, Commanders?
All at home, obviously.
And so the other thing I've been thinking about is what if...
By the way, real quick on that, as of last night with the Vikings losing, the NFC East, the only division in football with two teams remaining. Shout out to the NFC East.
There's also a shot the NFC North for all the like best division
could
of football.
Zero teams in the final four.
Could go 0-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. Because
they're already two of them are 0-1, and now we'll see with the Lions. But
we all knew NFC East over the NFC North. We said it all year.
Everyone said. Yeah. So obviously I'm extremely confident about the game, and you are too. And so the flip side of that is, well, maybe we're overly confident.
I'm not. I feel so confident.
So, but here's what I think is worth noting. The Eagles very rarely no-show under Nick Sirianni.
I agree.
Like, I know at the end of last year, look, they
no-showed. That was a whole lead-in to the no-show. That was a no-show in that playoff game. I wouldn't even call 2021 a no-show. I would just call, they were just way worse.
Oh, for sure. That's not a no-show.
They no-showed last year in the playoff game, but I think that was like, just of course they did.
Yeah,
like that whole season was lost. The team was lost. Everyone hated it.
Right.
Like the Patricia thing. Like, I don't blame Nick at all for it, but they did. That's the one spot they ever no showed with Nick in a big
game. And what's crazy is I think it was like a 9-point game in the third.
Well, you know what's funny is honestly, I felt watching that game last night a lot like it felt like the Vikings were a lot like the Eagles in last year in that game.
Yeah.
Like that's what I felt like I was watching. Like a quarterback who the blitz just eating him up, couldn't do anything, couldn't get the ball out. Like the defense just couldn't stop them.
No one believed in them.
Yeah. You know, it just felt like it was...
Man, it's got to suck to be a Vikings fan.
Well, think about this. Think about...
I'm going to think about
it. We have had the last three football seasons, in two of them, your team won 14 games and 13 games.
Crazy.
And zero playoff wins.
It's unbelievable.
Like, think about that, man. There's that stat floating around that every time the Eagles win 13 games, or I'm sorry, four, oh, is it 14, 13 games? They go to the I think it's 13. Every time the Eagles have won 13 or more, they've gone to the Super Bowl. Every single time. The Vikings did it twice in the last 2 years and they won a playoff game. That's crazy.
It's got to be, as a fan, just such like a feeling of insecurity where whenever you like, And dude, we believed at the last second I jumped in. And then, of course, they get absolutely obliterated in the next year.
Especially because, like, you know, and I always debate what's worse, whether it's to be a Lions fan, just have no chance for 30 years. I'm talking about
prior to this year.
Or to be, like arguably, if you want to say it's worse to be, you could be the Jets, the Lions type thing, or you could be the team that has the worst history of losing in big spots of all time. And that's the Vikings. The Vikings have lost four Super Bowls. They're the only team that has lost four Super Bowls, never won one along with the Bills. They have lost. Say, yeah. They have all kinds of horrible playoff losses. The Gary Anderson one in the AFC Championship game with Randall, of course, sticks out to like so many of those. Like it might be.
I think it'd be worse.
There's an argument to be made that being a Vikings fan is the most painful fan you could be in the NFL.
So not to bring up everyone's favorite team, the Sixers, but like. And you know this because we have battled about it. For the last 4 years, I was much more in the camp of like, hey, they have a shot. Now this year, to use that Vikings-Lions thing, I would rather just be the Lions with the Sixers and not even believe. And so that's, I agree with you. Like, if you're the Lions, at least you've been lovable losers. And now, for what it's worth, they've won playoff games.
Yeah,
like, now that they're legit, they've won playoff games. Vikings, I mean, man, that's got to be.
It's tough.
And I'll say this too, that, you know, the Eagles last year, people didn't have hope. But coming into this year, it was not a sure thing that the Eagles would bounce back. Like, it's got to suck for Vikings fans to see your team lose like they do, bounce back, and then lose again. Like, just, I don't know how you believe in the Vikings moving forward.
I know.
Because they don't have a quarterback. I guess we'll see about McCarthy.
We'll see what happens. And look, I think if you're a Vikings fan, especially with how Darnold looked the last two games, I think it only makes what Kevin O'Connell did this year that much more impressive.
Yeah.
I think you look at it and we've talked about, I think Nick Sirianni should be second in coach of the year. He should be top three, four, whatever, no matter what. And he's way behind. He should be. But like, I actually do think Kevin O'Connell deserves to win it this year. Like, what a job. I mean, the guy won 14 games with and Darnold was obviously, that was the worst on, but like what that guy must've done to prop Darnold up, to hide him, to do whatever he's done all year.
Right.
Like really impressive coaching job.
So
if I'm a Vikings fan, I'm grabbing onto that. I'm saying, well, at least I got that guy. So, and if JJ McCarthy's good, like, what could he do with that guy? It could be amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well,
do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And because I was feeling a little bit like you were during the game last night, where when it was clear the Vikings were complete frauds, it's like, well, that would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
the flip side of that is if the Vikings had won that game,
well, they wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know.
Right.
I know. So, of course.
Yeah. Yep. So I just
also
think,
by the way, real quick, like, do you ever remember watching someone lose more money in real time?
I know. It's
like, because we have these situations where, you know, oh, that guy lost himself a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, we've had that phrase has been said so many times on Twitter, or whatever. Like, and I remember something. I don't ever remember feeling in a moment watching a game that I was watching an individual player lose more money in the moment than say, I mean, it could have cost him $100 million last night, $50 million or whatever it was. Like,
honestly, probably $50 million guaranteed.
That's what I mean. Like,
because so, if he
like,
would have crushed his playoffs,
that's what I'm
you're probably
like,
getting
like, we're talking a whole different stratosphere.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept thinking, like, man, like his agent must just be like losing his mind.
Yep.
Like, anyway,
tough
beat.
Now, the good news is, I bet a team like the Giants will probably still pay
Sam
him.
Sam Darnold make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He did enough, but like, I mean, it was just wild to like watch this and be like, wow, the money is just being burned up as we watch.
Yeah. So, man, I just to as much as you could sit there and go, could be the Vikings. Like,
this is
the matchup.
No doubt.
If you asked
before the playoffs,
oh my God,
asked before the game, we said it yesterday. We were like, oh, give me the Rams. I said I was rooting hard for the Rams.
Yeah. I can't believe it actually.
It's crazy that it's,
you know,
who would have thunk when. And shout out to my Uncle Rick, who made his preseason Rams Super Bowl bet.
Oh, did he?
Like, remember that?
A little better than the Giants.
Plus, like,
division.
But who did think of when they started 0-4, we were joking with Rick. We're like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even when they beat them out in LA, it was like they were kind of had a couple wins. And they
weren't even
like 4-6
playoff,
or something. Yeah. Five, you know, 5-7, whatever they were at the time. Like, that we, I knew the NFC West was weird and we talked about it all year and we didn't, shout out to us, by the way.
Yeah,
nailed the Niners thing.
Yeah,
from the jump of the season, we did not believe for a second. It was like, oh, they'll come around. Nope, out on that. But I certainly did not think there was almost any chance that in the divisional round of the playoffs, the Los Angeles Rams would be coming.
In here, too. Obviously, we knew it would probably be here.
I couldn't have fathomed that this is how it was going to
be. The fact it's in Philly, too. And that's the other part of this. The Rams are not built for this. I know they've won a Super Bowl, and you have to give them credit for that. But, like, they're not built to come into Philadelphia in the cold. And it looks like it might snow, by the way. There's a 55%. Dude, if it snows,
I'm in for it.
The Eagles are going to, like, obliterate them. But regardless, I don't think I was wrong to call them a soft defense, but they are a finesse team.
They are a finesse team.
The Eagles
are a very fair
team.
Point. Yeah. I think your ultimate point is you're just trying to compare and contrast.
Yes.
And I think you could, without even talking about the Rams, you could just say the Eagles are a way more physical team than the Rams. Like, no matter how physical the Rams are, the Eagles are that much more.
So let's talk about the one I think maybe concern would be the second time.
So
I think there's
like I said, and I think it's the other two things I mentioned. Cause I think it's going to go the other way and it's too much emotion, but I do think the galvanizing force of we're playing for California, we're playing for LA,
all the LAPD.
That is something I'm saying. Yes. You're talking about what to be concerned about. I'm saying like, that is a motivating thing that who knows? That's all.
Yeah.
And then I do think you have to say Stafford and McVay are something to be concerned about. I mean, like you just said, they won a Super Bowl together. I think we all agree. Mm-hmm. McVay, one of the great offensive minds in the sport and a great coach. And
Nick
Stafford,
3-0 against them.
Yeah, they own the Rams.
Yeah,
they won 9 of the last 11 or something.
You could also
like that.
Flip that and be like,
regardless, the point, I'm picking them to win by 14 or more. We'll see how it plays out. But you just said the only thing I'm worried about is the second time. I would say the only three things I'm worried about are second time. And even then, that doesn't, the galvanizing Los Angeles thing is the number one thing that worries me just because it's ineffable. You can't, you can't tangibly say what it is or what it's going to mean. But again, I'm not expecting it. And then I would say Stafford and McVay just like being Hall of Fame guys and doing Hall of Fame things. But like, I agree with you. There is not that much to go and be super concerned.
Yeah. And maybe like to kind of even out the universe tomorrow, we'll do like things we're worried about.
Sure.
So it's not just 4 days of us being like, you know, getting old takes.
We're
exposed.
Not going to be,
like,
you know, yeah.
But
I did already tweet that they're going to beat them. So,
oh, me too. And it has like 4,000 likes. So trust me, if they lose, it is getting.
People remember.
The 12 Ram fans
people,
out there are going to.
Do people really bring up your old tweets? Ever?
Yeah, no, occasionally.
I
sometimes.
Didn't think that. Really?
Yeah, occasionally.
I've never seen any of your
every
old tweets.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
No old takes. No,
Von
Leigh. No, I'm shocked. I had no idea people did
every that. Once in a while. But what else? The second time thing. We can talk about more tomorrow. But like. I think there is something to that.
Well, especially McVay. If we're going to say what a great coach McVay is, I do think you have to say like, all right, that guy's a really smart offensive mind.
Right.
Who's seen this defense. It'll be interesting to see what he does. Now, doesn't Fangio have a really good record against McVay? Or am I remembering that correctly?
I don't remember something
we
like that.
We should look into that because I do feel like there was something when they played them the first time around that was.
He's 2-0 against them.
Okay. I knew there was something.
He built the defensive game plan that the Patriots used in
there
the Super
we go
Bowl
Fangio did okay so there I knew there was some stuff with like Fangio's got McVay's number
right.
That I just couldn't remember the specifics, but that's the stuff you want to hear too, you know?
Yeah, so I think that when you talk about playing a team,
by the way, that may be the greatest defensive game plan in Super Bowl history,
right?
By the way,
so it's interesting to know he built it, not Belichick.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
So he did
know
it
that.
They did it with the Bears in like week 12 that year, and they held the Rams to like 10 points.
And Belichick.
And then Belichick did the same thing.
That was clever. I mean, like disguising, waiting until the mic cut out, all that stuff. It was.
Well, and so that's
good info.
That was good info. Maybe
well,
good job by you.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's keep him around.
Let's take the rest of the pot off.
Exactly.
I showed up today, unlike yesterday.
So. Yeah, so you're breaking even today.
You don't come in on Elliot,
I don't do Mondays.
You know who doesn't do Mondays? Elliot, normally. You see him here during the playoff run. I'm just
good
saying.
Point.
You know,
good
no
point.
Big deal.
I just think the coaching matchup, like, you could maybe talk yourself into it being even. I think that's probably the key in a second time. But I also think the second time, first, actually, two things. One, the Eagles have shown they're very good at making a game.
No doubt.
So even if
I would say they are elite at it.
Well, not the start of game's not great, but the second, third. Yeah, exactly.
You said in-game adjustment.
No, I know. Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to make an in-game adjustment at the start of a game.
Yeah, no, it was a weird joke. I agree. But like this game, this one's all about adjustments. So I think there, but also in a second matchup, while adjustments are part of it, normally the more you play a team, in my opinion, like, it's just about who has more talent.
I generally agree.
And the Eagles just have way more talent. The Rams
especially
have
it's
talent.
Also, but, like, I think there's something with, like, the second time. It's like, you play teams a second time. Like, that happens all the time. It's like the third time playing a team. You're like, all right, well, that only seemed twice. Like, like you play all the division teams a second time. You're used to playing teams a second. Yeah. I don't think it's that. You know, I'm with you. It's worth noting.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. It's not something that I'm like super concerned.
Yeah. Now, you know, I guess like in an ideal world, if you could pick right now, like would you have felt better if they would have lost the first time against the Rams or won the way they did? Because the losing aspect as well, it's tough to beat a team twice.
Nah, yeah. I don't really, the tough to beat a team twice doesn't.
You don't buy that? Okay. Really. I don't know if I buy it either.
It sounds like a thing that people say. You know
it's like, really tough to be.
Yeah, like, yeah, if they're better than you, yeah, it's tough to beat them twice because they're better than you.
You're like the cliches for a reason. This one might be a cliche for no reason.
I agree.
I'd be curious to know the actual record.
I totally agree.
Yeah. I just think because they have so much more talent. And again, in Philly is such a difference too.
Like, massive.
Not only did they obliterate them in LA last, it was in LA. So like, now I do think the Eagles are a good dome team, as all teams are, because there's no elements. But
no, but it's an advantage here. And that's not even what we mentioned at the top. The fact that they played until whatever it was, 11:30 last night. I know it's Tim in the West, but 11:30 here. They're playing on our time here.
Right.
11:30 Monday night. They're playing at 3 o'clock on Sunday, man. Like,
yeah.
That is such a...
The 3 o'clock time helps too.
And it didn't factor because the Eagles lost last year, but I was upset about it last year. I think it is so unfair that in the playoffs they put games on a Monday night. Like, I think it's wrong. And thank you, we'll take it this year. But it's such an advantage for the Eagles.
I agree, 100%.
Prep wise, all of it, like everything. Like,
yep.
Eagles were able to halfway through that game last night be like, all right, we're prepping for the Rams right now. The Rams are playing a football game,
and especially
like, they're not even close to. You know what I mean? Like,
and you add in across country.
Well, absolutely.
So it's like an 8-hour. You know, by the time you fly,
totally.
Yeah. So
and again, after who knows what's going on with like. Whether they can even go to their homes, whether they have to stay in hotels, whether it's that, like there's so much going on.
I wonder if they'll end up practicing here this week.
I don't know. I don't know enough about how close the fires are to the stadium and kind of where, but you would think with the air quality, like,
I would think there'd be a benefit. Just
I don't
even,
think they have a
like,
dome
getting
practicing.
Used to the, yeah. So,
yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of that will
But then again, but, like the creatures of habit, do you want to like fly them out? You know, so it's, again, it's a lot of tumult for the Rams right now, and the Eagles are just sitting here kind of waiting for them to come, you know? Yeah. So I think it's a great spot.
I'm going to look this up today, but I would bet Nick and Jalen as more than a 5-point favorite have a very good record.
It's a good point. Yeah.
Money line like wise. Now last year, they probably got screwed at the end.
Yeah.
But I would guess when they're over a 5-point favorite, their overall outright record is pretty good.
Their overall outright record is
that's what I mean.
Is great period.
So I would bet sure. something absurd. Yeah. Like,
speaking of Jalen, real quick before we get to final thoughts, I do want to say, and I know you talked about it, but I do think, and it wasn't like we were as hard as other people on him.
We definitely were.
We were not. Yeah. But I do think in general, I do think that it's gone a little far with how hard people were on him.
Yes.
Like they won the freaking game. Like,
and he didn't turn it over.
Like, I was looking at I used, and the camera didn't like it, but I threw Tom Brady in his first three Super Bowls at him. And you go back, like, Tom Brady had 145 yards passing against the Rams in that first Super Bowl they won. 145 yards passing. Like, I just think, like, we've seen, you see so much backcourt. You watch Darnold, you watch Love, you watch all this stuff. Like, this kid wins. He doesn't make mistakes. He gives your team a chance to win every time. Like, he makes plays, like, and he was freaking rusty. Like, I expected him to be rusty.
Yeah.
I that's what we said. We basically, like, we expected him to be rusty. He was rusty. Like, it wasn't great, but he was rusty. I think that it's definitely gone way too far with the, condemnation of him.
And I'm not the
guy wins.
I'm not the biggest fan of, like, you know, well, you guys talk, not us specifically, but like, the media talks about this guy differently than this guy. And, like, you wouldn't, like, for the most part, I find in my experience of the media members I work with, like there's not like a vendetta, but I just like, when you look at Lamar Jackson's game, I think everyone would agree he would get an A for his game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Jalen wasn't as good as Lamar, but he certainly wasn't like,
I'm with you.
Way worse. Like, yeah. That's why I gave him a B on my rewatch.
Yeah. Like, I think if in hindsight, I said C minus or J, I would probably give him like a C plus B minus, but like maybe it'd probably be minus.
Yeah.
He won.
I had B minus.
And at the end of the day, like, you know, like he didn't do anything to keep them from winning, and he did a few things to help them win. And ultimately,
yeah, that's a great way to put
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he did a few things to help them win, and he did nothing to prevent them.
And this week, I think he'll do even more things to help them win, because I do think that was the worst performance we will see.
In the Carolina game, when I rewatched that game, it was like time and time again, this guy is open. Why is he not throwing?
Yeah.
When I rewatched this last game, I did not.
Well, and it's not just you. I mean, Dan Orlovsky, like there are a lot of people going and look at the tape and being like, well, there just wasn't that.
It wasn't,
now, to be fair, we had Jaws on, and Jaws said there was stuff there. So it's there's always,
a few, but it's not like,
for the most part, I think it seems like most people agree. It wasn't like guys running wide open everywhere that he was missing.
Yeah.
Like Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
All right. Let's get to final thoughts.
You can go first.
Okay, good. Yeah. Let me pull it up.
Feels like you
wasn't ready.
Had list ready.
Oh, well, so yeah. So I'll go with, I teased it yesterday. So the longest yard, you said the Sandler one, which I don't blame you for because that was a big hit, but the original, The Longest Yard, yes. Adam Sandler made a remake of The Longest Yard from 1974. I think it might be the best sports movie ever.
Okay.
It's this is a very discussion. Take, it's the in way. The discussion. No, this, I've watched all the sports movies. You would,
but
you would
watch
something
you
and not have seen all the.
Watched it.
No, but I know. But a lot of people consider it the best sports movie ever. This is not some, like, I haven't checked in Glenn and Ray's book, but I'll bet you it's top five in Glenn and Ray's book. Like, it is considered by many to be one of the great sports. I had just never gotten to it before. It should be. It's freaking amazing, and it holds up so well. Burt Reynolds, like, I guess former college quarterback, like, freaking awesome. Like, looks like a quarterback. Actually, looks like he knows how to play football. Like, Ray Nitschke's in it. It is freaking awesome. Like, highest recommendation. I mean, the concept alone, if you saw him ceremony, like, what a cool idea. Like, a pro quarterback going to jail, can he take this team? And but yeah, I like the high, it's
top, best ever is.
Yeah, no, I would still say I think Slapshot is still the best sports movie ever, but I would say it's like top three, maybe. It's right there, dude. It is phenomenal. And again, it's not like this is many people consider it. I just had never gotten to it before. Yeah. I think it legitimately might be the best sports movie ever. It's in the discussion.
I mean, after the kneecap,
it's so much better than the Adam Sandler one. Like,
the Adam Sandler one's a non-serious.
It is. It is.
So is the old Longest Yard like a comedy?
Yeah, it's like a dark comedy.
Because the Adam Sandler one is like a straight up silly comedy.
It is. This is way more like there's serious. A lot more going on. Yeah, I mean, it starts with domestic violence. Like, it starts with him like punching a woman, and then it goes, which is has not aged great. But
yeah,
it's the guy. He goes to jail. Like, you know, it's all
right. Anyway. All right, so I've been debating this with my friends recently. And so it's not so much a final thought as much of I want your opinion on it. I think Jim Carrey is like version 5.0 of Will Ferrell. Like, I think for two guys that I think are comparable in like how people would view them, I think Jim Carrey is funnier than Will Ferrell. I think he's a way better actor than Will Ferrell. I think his movie catalog is better than Will Ferrell's. And I think he's just like the more lit, like it's just like the better version of Will Ferrell to me.
So I definitely disagree with the way you're phrasing it. I agreed with some things along the way. I think his movie catalog is better. I think Jim Carrey's a better actor than Will Ferrell. I mean,
yes, I
Will
think without
Ferrell
question,
can't do Truman Show. Like, he can't do it.
He can't do Man on the Moon.
He doesn't have that next
cable
level
guy.
In his back.
Right.
But I do think, first of all, I think Will Ferrell's comedy movies are just as fun. I mean, like that, like Old School's just as funny as Dumb and Dumber. I think they're both like
similar
level of funny. I think Liar Liar is okay. I think it's slightly
overrated. Love Liar Liar.
I think Dumb and Dumber is like Carrey's like top by far of the comedies. I think Truman Show is his best movie.
Truman Show is his best movie.
I think Will Ferrell is funny.
Have you seen Man on the Moon?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's a phenomenal
you talking
movie.
To?
No, I know. Yeah. I just watched it recently.
I think it's okay. I'm not a huge Andy Kaufman fan, period. Like, I think it's a solid movie. I thought Truman Show was way better.
Yeah, I like Truman Show better too.
But I think Jim Carrey is very funny, but I think he is. Like, and for what it's worth, people back in the day said he used to kill in comedy clubs and he was always the funniest guy of all those. Like, I think Will Ferrell, like I've said this before, I think Will Ferrell is the best Saturday Night Live cast member ever. I think it's him and Eddie Murphy and maybe Phil Hartman.
You know more about this than me.
I think Will Ferrell.
Jimmy Fallon?
I think Jimmy Fallon's like one of the worst characters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can get through a bit
opposite
without laughing. Like, the guy
but I just feel like he was on it for, I don't know. I don't know a ton about it.
I hated Fallon on Saturday Night.
All right.
But I think Will Ferrell is funnier. I think Will Ferrell is the maybe naturalist funniest living human. Like, I think Will Ferrell is about as funny as it gets.
I just think Will Ferrell has one trick in his
mind. No, see, that's where I think you're wrong. Yeah, I think that's why I think he's the best Saturday Night Live character, because he could do so many different things. Like, I think the versatile can fit into all kinds of different roles in comedy.
Maybe
stuff.
On Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Live, I just feel like every movie I watch of his is the same thing. And Jim Carrey is funnier with more of a range, if that makes sense.
So I think Will Ferrell has more of a range. I think Jim Carrey does what he does better. Yeah. Like, Jim Carrey's the kind of goofy, like the,
would you say
the physical stuff, the hey, all righty then.
Dude, Will Ferrell does a little, but not as much as Jim Carrey.
That's a point. Will Ferrell's not.
Dude, I saw a clip of Jim Carrey recently where he moved his face like he did when it was the Grinch.
Wild.
Have you seen this?
No, but it's wild.
It's like, it almost looked, I still wonder if I was tricked. Yeah. By it. But like, it was unbelievable.
I think Jim Carrey's a better actor without a doubt. And I think overall you could argue more talented because he's such a great actor.
Would you say,
I think Will Ferrell's fight. Like if you said who's going to make you laugh more in just a room, I would say,
would you say Jim Carrey's career underrated, overrated, properly rated?
Probably a little underrated.
I would think so too.
Yeah. I mean, he had a moment like in the early 90s, like you're too young.
Dude, like Ace Ventura.
Dude, they were the same year. Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask were all in the same year. It was like one moment he was the guy.
I remember that.
He was the guy in Living Color. And then the next moment he was the most famous person in the world. Like
crazy.
Literally.
Yep.
But I think he doesn't get enough credit for how good an actor he is. I think the Truman Shows and The Man on the Moon and those type of things like Eternal Sunshine, The Spotless Mind, like that type of stuff. Like he's great in this type of stuff. And
Cable Guy, I thought was a good
Cable Guy. Yeah, it's an interesting movie.
It's like a different type of acting.
But I think he's a great actor, whereas I think that I think Will Ferrell's hilarious and fine.
I just hate Elf so much. It's hard.
You don't like Will Ferrell. He's not your.
He's not my cup.
You are much lower on Will Ferrell than most people.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
But I get where you're going. I don't hate it.
Yeah. I also love Jim Carrey. So.
I had no idea. I wouldn't have guessed if you had said
it's like the Glenn Powell,
right? If you had said like who's Elliot's favorite, like you know one of his favorite, I wouldn't think Jim Carrey.
I feel like you would say that Jim Carrey's too goofy.
Too goofy.
Right.
Yes.
Be like, let's take something seriously.
Which is part of the reason I don't think you'd like Will Ferrell because he's like kind of goofy.
Because Will Ferrell then doesn't really do serious stuff. Whereas I think Jim Carrey has the serious end.
Dude.
Yeah. Now look, if Jim Carrey put out his stuff now, maybe I would view it differently than I did.
Right. Sure. Right? Sure.
Like,
yeah.
I was actually rewatching The Mask, which is what started all this, and that is like a. Pretty silly.
So I haven't watched Mask in a while. I've rewatched Dumb and Dumber many times.
And Dumb and Dumber holds up really too.
I mean, it's dumb.
It does hold up
well. But it's hilarious.
I agree.
Like, it is a very funny movie. Yeah. So, and Ace Ventura, I haven't watched in a while, but I would guess that's very
also funny. The scene in Dumb and Dumber where he's like, they find all the money and they go, we'll do IOUs. Down to the penny. This is such something I would do. Like, be like, don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry. We got our
cover. Well, old Elliot would do it. I'm better now.
Yeah, there you go.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can't believe they got the Rams.
So excited.
I can't believe.
What a thrill.
Like, we get a knock on wood, cross your finger. We get another week of daily.
Practice. I know. Maybe a week leading into a home game against Washington. Who knows?
I think they'll know when they play on Sunday.
I know. Well, that's what's fun is this. We get the reverse. This
is
we got to watch the game.
Like, can you imagine Washington win?
No. And then, well, if that happens, then the NFC Championship game would be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Or Arizona.
But point being, the Rams would be the home team. So,
right.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Not even just remove the home part of it. Washington, Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, No.
It's going to be Eagles, Lions. It's been leading that way all year. It's the best game. Like, yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Daily Pods. Roll on. Got the Rams, baby.
Oh, wait. Tucker found the stat.
Ooh, yes.
The Eagles and Sirianni are 25-5 is 5.5 points.
Wow.
Rest of the NFL, 149-51.
Okay, so teams are usually pretty good when they're. That's it. We should remember that for betting purposes.
Yeah,
teams that big a favorite.
Are you
going to
tweet
this
out, or can I tweet it out?
You can tweet it out.
Okay, love it. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. React to everything going on. Anything to look for with practice tomorrow? It's all like, okay.
We'll get to that tomorrow. Yeah.
Until then,
on the Daily Pod.
He's IM James.